HarperCollins presents Games for Dead Girls by Jen Williams. Read by Mary Woodvine. Prologue. 6 months ago. There was a seagull on the damp sand ahead, fat and solid and grey. Every time they came to the coast on holiday, Cheryl was surprised at how large and bulshy seagulls were up close. And this one was mean-looking, too. Its tiny yellow eye was full of fury. As she watched, it pecked violently at a cigarette butt someone had left on the beach. She thumbed the camera awake on her phone, but by the time she had trained it on the bird, it had dropped the fag end and hopped away from her. Shit. Suit yourself. Instead, her eye was caught by a small gathering further up the sandy beach. At this end, the place was nearly deserted. Cheryl's own family, like most visiting the beach that day, had set up their towels and picnic bags closer to the small fairground that crouched above the concrete breakers. There were small wooden booths down there too, selling ice creams and freshly fried doughnuts. Down this end, there was just the sand, the stones, and the persistently grey-brown sea. To Cheryl, already tired of her whingy cousins, the quiet end of the beach had looked very attractive. And it seemed she wasn't the only one to think so. Just ahead was a complex of brightly coloured windbreaks, the pink and blue material slightly tattered at the edges and snapping in the strong sea breeze. A tall man stood with a hammer, rhythmically whacking the poles into the damp sand. Cheryl was immediately fascinated. He was taller than her dad, so at least 6'4", and he was old, somewhere in his late 60s. From his iron-grey hair and deeply lined face. He wore a clean, long-sleeved white shirt, buttoned neatly up the front and at the wrists, and a pair of beige slacks. On his feet were brown leather sandals. It was a peculiar outfit for the beach. She wandered over towards the windbreaks for a closer look. Despite his age, to Cheryl, who had not long turned 15, he was impossibly ancient, the man was hitting the poles firmly and without hesitation. And she sensed a great deal of coiled strength in his wiry arms. Spotting her approach, he stopped. "What are you after, girl?" Cheryl jumped. The voice came not from the man, but from behind the windbreaks. She stepped forward, peering around curiously. This family were very keen to avoid the wind, by the looks of things. The tall man had set up what was essentially a fort, with walls on all sides, and a small gap at the front to grant a view of the sea. Inside it were two old-fashioned stripy deck chairs and several towels laid neatly on the sand. There was a huge traditional wicker picnic basket and a long, dark blue tarp wrapped around something bulky. But Cheryl's attention was taken by the woman lying on the nearest towel. She was the one who had spoken. "Nothing, sorry, just wandering about." Cheryl pushed a wild strand of hair behind her ear and slipped her phone back into her jeans pocket. "It's nice down here," she finished. The woman shifted on the towel. She was wearing a vintage-style swimsuit with a navy and white floral pattern, and her long legs were so tanned they looked almost leathery. Her toenails were painted red, and she was rubbing greasy-looking suntan lotion into her thighs. Cheryl could see little of her face. It was mostly obscured by a huge, floppy sun hat. "It's nice for young people, this beach." Her voice was leathery too. "That's why we come here. Isn't it, dear?" Cheryl blinked. Neither the woman nor the man with the hammer could be mistaken for young people, even if you were feeling particularly charitable. "My family seem to like it," said Cheryl, mostly to fill the silence. "We all get dragged down here every year." The woman tilted her face up towards Cheryl, and the girl got a brief look at the lower half of it, split into a dizzying smile. Bright red lipstick, the colour of poisoned apples in a Disney film, and a sharp, unforgiving chin. She got a glance at skin that looked wrong, stretched somehow, and then the woman had bent back to apply lotion to her legs. "The beach, the sun," continued the woman. "The sea, candy floss, hot dogs, ice cream.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?